beautiful people.
Indeed, that is one of my biggest pleasure, is always when I went to my own farm.
I think it is important to first understand what a healthy relationship with food is for us to know what it is not.
Not trying.
I can relate. I can relate.
Selfish.
So no. You could be your own farmer pretty soon. Who knows?
Trust me when I tell you, there will always be challenges. There will always be risks.
Seems like we have a lot in common.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show.
And of course, it's your favorite girl, Sharon Igahosa.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show, where we connect you with the happenings in the agriculture sector. My name is Sharon Igahosa, and I am your host. In today's episode of the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show, we will be taking a look at an innovative tool playing a huge role in reducing post-harvest loss and food wastage in Nigeria. About 40% of our food goes to waste each year, which is a major drawback in our food system. I'm super excited to bring this episode your way because we will be exploring an easy and cost-effective tool to help us reduce post-harvest losses in Nigeria. But before I move forward, let's welcome our guest for today's show, William Dari, the founder of Willow Empowerment. Hello, William. How are you doing today? Thank you for joining the show.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's a pleasure to join you for today's episode.
It's a pleasure to have you here once again. So tell me, how has it been building Willow Empowerment? What's your journey been like in this space?
Sincerely, yours, it has not been an easy journey. Mm-hmm. Going by the culture of Nigeria to change the mentality and the orientation of our farmers, especially the smallholder farmers, is not an easy road. And I've been a farmer from my childhood. I look at what my parents did as a farmer, and bringing it to this generation, I look at something need to be done. And that was what actually gave me the passion and prompted me to pioneer this cause in Nigeria. I'll be looking at how we can actually change the culture and the farming system in Nigeria, bringing innovation into the farming system that we now encourage, especially the young generation, to actually go into farming. That was what actually prompted me. And going by what is happening in Nigeria, you know, if you look at the increase in poor preservation method in Nigeria, if this continue, there is tendency of experiencing massive death rate every day as a result of contaminants. So that is the reason why we look at what do we do? How do we change this mentality? How do we change this occurrence in Nigeria? And we are looking at bringing in an innovation that will change and correct this system in our country. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Indeed, that is an amazing cause you're working towards, and I'm so excited about this journey. I love it when people are trying to see how to change what it is that we feel is not right. I mean, if you're complaining about something, you should be looking at how to solve it, right? So it feels really exciting when we see people coming up with innovative solutions that would help us to change the narrative in the agriculture sector. So thank you for the work that you're doing. I look forward to seeing more of what you're doing and seek ways to explore collaborations to ensure that the mandate is fulfilled. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So you agree with me that post-harvest loss is a major drawback in Nigeria, just like you've mentioned, in terms of building a stable food system and ensuring enough food for all of us. What are your thoughts on the issue of post-harvest loss in Nigeria? What do you think could have been done differently?
First and foremost, post-harvest loss is a big challenge to our farmers in Nigeria. Number one, we don't have the knowledge and the method of how to preserve our food items. For example, if you walk along the highway on the highway of our road in Nigeria, you see smallholders farmers spreading their crops along the highway. And these are food that human beings will consume. And then how did they know that this food they spread on the highway is dried to be preserved for a long period of time? They don't know. And if the relative humidity of a, around a produce is less, is above 65%, and you store that product, mold will grow, because scientifically it is, it has been proved that mold will not grow when the relative humidity around a produce is less than 75%. So how did they know that this produce want to, they want to store is less than 75%? So that is a big question among the smallholders farmers in Nigeria. And that is the problem that Nigerians are facing, Nigerians farmers are facing, that is resulting to post-harvest loss. And then how can this be solved? For it to be solved, innovation needs to be introduced. And the kind of innovation to be introduced that will make these smallholders farmers embrace it, it should be an innovation that is affordable, that is not expensive. Because if you introduce an innovation, not that there is no any machine to use in testing the dryness of a product, an indicator, there is. Well, how many farmers can afford it? We're talking about 5 million, 1.3 million. So how many of these farmers can afford that? And they will tell you they don't need it. They will use their hand to test it. And how can the hand determine that these items is dried enough to be preserved? That is number one. Then number two, they need orientation. Because if peradventure your product you are drying, it dry, and then you say, wow, this product is dried. I can test it. I can feel it. I've tested it and I know I can feel it is dried. And then you pack the product somewhere else. Remember, the air around at times, and if that air around is wet, it will increase that relative humidity of that produce you have just tested, dried, and you kept outside, or you kept without being stored. And if you store that product, you discover that after some time, within 2 to 3 months, that food will lose its originality, will lose its taste, and then can now be contaminated because of mold. So how do we get this? So the farmers need orientation. Number two, they need a technology that is affordable. And that is why we are coming in to give them a technology that is affordable, inexpensive, and that they can use over a period of time, because our aim is how to solve post-harvest loss in Nigeria. And we believe that we can do it. And we believe we can make Nigeria food saved for consumption. And we want to see how we can prevent drying of our agricultural produce anywhere along the road, and then exposing it to hazard, and that we become harmful to humanity to consume. So this is exactly what we are looking at.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, I believe that it is important that when we are trying to introduce new technology, new solutions, we should be able to make it very cost-effective, because of course, smallholder farmers can barely afford some of these innovative tools that are coming into picture now. So having something that will do the work and then still can still save costs, then I think it's really something amazing that farmers should be looking into having. And even for more institutions to tap into this and ensure that this kind of innovative technology solution spreads across Africa.
That dry cod has been identified as one of the solutions to reducing food waste in Nigeria. And you being a pioneer for this solution, what can you say about it?
Yes, the dry cod is a device developed to determine if dry food is dried enough to prevent mold growth during storage. Actually, it's an innovation that will help the farmers to determine whether their food is dried or not. So we are driving this innovation to our smallholders farmers, lecturing them, giving them orientation, and letting them understand the importance and the value of having a dry card added to their knowledge of agriculture. So the drive is to help them know when to store their food, their dry food, and how to prevent their dry food from mold. So we are giving them this orientation and giving them the introducing a dry card to them at a very affordable rate. We call it inexpensive because it's affordable. Every smallholders farmer should be able to afford at least $2, which is approximately 1,000 to 1,005 for a card that can last for a period of 2 years above, because the dry card is usable. When you use it right now, you can use it over and over. You know, if you can take the precaution, you know, the precaution of making sure that water does not touch it, and then you use it very well, and after you use store it very well, that will not allow water to touch. So you can use it for a long period of time. So with this dry card innovation, the farmers can determine the dryness of his actual produce and store it for a long period of time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that with me. I'd just like to know what your organization has done. What role have you played in ensuring that the solution reaches the hands of farmers in Nigeria? Have you been able to go across different states?
Yes, we have done that to some states in Nigeria. We have successfully partnered with Holam Agric, and they have purchased some units from us. Approximately, they have purchased about 500 units from us to use it to empower the farmers that are into the production of soybeans and wheat. Then we also reach out to AMTI, in Kwara State, and we have also reached out to IITA, and we have also reached out to Kwara State government. And then last year I was in Abia State with an NGO. We have also reached out to NGOs, but in that we have not been able to cover much, because Nigeria is a big country and we want to cover the whole 774 local government. So we need more hands. I want to see how we can reach out to more group of farmers, especially cooperatives. And I think the best way we are doing right now is one of the way we can reach out to more farmers in Nigeria. I want to go on social media. I want to go on want to produce jingles to reach out to farmers in in Nigeria. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm glad that this innovative solution is already reaching the hands of farmers, and hopefully we can connect the farmers directly where they can make these purchases and use it directly and not through organizations, because of course many of them will not get access to it. So we want to see how to help them get it directly. So it's amazing that you're trying to utilize social media and digital tools like the jingle. I think that would be really amazing to connect with the farmers in the rural communities. I mean, many of them listen to radios as well. So going on radio to play the jingle is something that would also help them to get aware of this innovative solution. So I'm very happy to be having this podcast with you, because we can put out this message to push out the word and let people know that there is something like this, because I am very, very particular about solving the issue of post-harvest loss. I mean, this is like the third time I'm talking about post-harvest loss on the podcast because I feel this is something that we should be talking about and looking out for solutions. And when I came across what you've been doing, it was really exciting for me to have you on the podcast to share what you have been doing. And I really hope that we could get more sponsorship for these innovations, maybe for farmers that cannot afford this solution. We could still get support to ensure that it gets to each local government in Nigeria. So I really want to appreciate you for what you've been doing and reaching out to the farmers and putting into account what they need, and given it at a very good price. I really commend you for that. So thank you very much for joining the show once again. I hope that we can spread the word about this. I look forward to discussing further anyway.
Thank you very much. And in that also, we are looking at giving out like 10,000 dry cattle to farmers in Nigeria so that it will encourage them to know how to use it and to encourage others to patronize us. So that is why we need support so that we can be able to achieve this goal. And secondly, we want to see how our agricultural produce can also be represented in international communities and be sold in supermarkets across the country. At least we want to see our agricultural produce being displayed in supermarkets in Europe, in US, in Canada, and other parts of the world. So that is our goal and that is our vision. So we actually need support to be able to get this done because it's not an easy road. But with support from people, we'll be able to get this thing done. And with your help, with what you are doing right now, I believe that we can get this thing done and get the vision actualized in our country.
Of course, that is really doable. So we just have to start pushing the word and let people know this is what is happening. And this is a solution that has been put in place to ensure that we avoid the whole post-harvest loss and food wastage in Nigeria. So, of course, I'm always open to helping you out to push out the message. And of course, you mentioned you want to connect with farmers and provide at least 10,000 of the dry cards. Yes, LifeX Agriculture will be happy to collaborate with you to push this out and see how to connect with farmers in our network as well. So we look forward to exploring collaborations and seeing more, actually. So I hope this podcast will be something to attract people and investors and donors for this amazing project. So I look forward to seeing the amazing things that you will be doing moving forward. Thank you so much once again. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. I hope you love this episode. I hope you share it with members of your communities, right? Share it with farmers that you know in Nigeria, in Africa. I mean, share it. We need this. We need this every time we experience food wastage. This is something we do not want anymore. So let's try to share this episode massively because lots of people need this information. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. Let me know the topics you'd like us to cover and I'll be happy to push that out for you. Kindly follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook. I hope to hear from you guys. I love you and above all, God loves you too. So have a lovely time. Bye-bye.